We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. We have Horowitz and Graceffo back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. It's Super Sunday here on the East Coast. Huge questions of the night. Who's going to win in Atlanta, Rams or Patriots, and why? Who will be the Super Bowl MVP? Why is there so much hate in America on Tom Brady? I've never understood it. One of the great actors of all time, Ted Two, should have won an Oscar. Obviously the greatest of all time at QB. Doesn't have to prove anything. That's why I look at it and say his drive to be the best is still there, and you're seeing it. And you watched it in the Chargers playoff opener in Foxborough, first half against Kansas City. Might have been the best half of playoff football I've ever seen from the Patriots. And they're taking on the Rams. And if Brady can get rid of the ball and he's not bothered by Aaron Donald, the NFL Defensive Player of the Year in that line, and Ndamukong Suh, I think they're going to roll him. I really do. You know, if I'm the Rams, I try and pound the rock and keep the ball away from Brady. You try and get in a shootout, it would be like 49-28. I think that line of 2.5, man, if I was in Vegas today, I'm taking the Patriots all day. But I thought that same thing last year with Foles. I like to compare quarterbacks, any level, high school, college, pro, when you got a big game, quarterback versus quarterback, right? It was Foles versus Brady. No way. He can lose that. And they do. And Brady throws for over 500 yards. And by the way, you've heard during the updates, this franchise tag of $20 million for Foles. Are they trying to increase his value and get a better deal? He was magical during the playoffs. Very average during the regular season. I don't know any team that's going to trade and pay Nick Foles $20 million. And I think the quarterback market, which was really ugly 2 years ago, and these young quarterbacks coming in, and you got like a Josh Allen in Buffalo, and you have Baker in Cleveland, which, again, Saquon. Horowitz, I want you to be objective. Baker Mayfield or Saquon Barkley, who was a better offensive player as a rookie this past season?
Saquon, without a doubt.
And he's versatile. And it was a team that is bad. But, you know, Baker has more. He has more flash in terms of just, you know, media and works. And I can see the Cleveland fans saying, well, he should be offensive rookie of the year. And then Nick Chubb is awesome, too. And it's hard to believe Hugh Jackson never saw the talent in Chubb. My gosh, for Hugh Jackson to still be on the merry-go-round coach in the NFL is astonishing.
But let me ask you this. Why should Cleveland fans believe that he's the best rookie? I understand arguing that Baker's the most valuable rookie. I, as a Giant fan, can't argue that Saquon was more valuable than Baker Mayfield. But the truth is, it was the most outstanding rookie. That's what it is, the best rookie.
Oh, I agree with it. I'm not debating it. I just think that Baker is a savior that Cleveland hasn't had, a potential savior, since, I'm talking with Browns, Where do you go? I mean, that laundry list of quarterbacks. I mean, do you go back to Bernie Kosar? I don't know. If you're a Cleveland fan, he's their savior. And I think with Chubb and him and where they're going, it'll be interesting. You know, they lost a lot of tight games. They should have been a playoff team this year, close to it. They were that good. If Hugh Jackson didn't mess things up to start. So I love Baker. When I watched Hard Knocks inside Berea, Ohio, and the Cleveland training camp, I said the dude just has it. And now you got Kyler Murray and all this. I was looking at CBSSports.com and everybody talking about trading up now. And Murray seems a hot prospect, so I doubt he ever plays baseball again. And Haskins will go. The quarterback depth all of a sudden in the NFL is getting better. And that's why when you look at a Derek Carr, is he going to be part of Gruden's long-term plans? There's talk that Stafford could have one more year in Detroit. If they don't do anything, Patricia Quinn and Stafford could be shown the door. You start to think about this demand for Nick Foles. You got a young guy like Darnold there with the Jets. You look at Trubisky in Chicago, Rosen out in Arizona. I mean, you start to think Goff with the Rams. Where are the openings for all these quarterbacks, right? Who takes Foles? Who? I mean, where do you go? I mean, if you think about it, where are their big openings? You got Watson with the Texans. You got Dak. Ryan, is he going to be a guy that they're going to go younger eventually? He still has talent, but he's on that. Well, he's above Stafford in my mind with the Lions, who hasn't done squat except put up big yards against bad teams. So there seem, and also this Pat Mahomes, his MVP, it's 5,000 yards, it's 50 TDs. This run to this spread offense and not run and shoot, not old school Miles Davis, but this modern offense that these quarterbacks are running at the high school, college level, and now these pro teams like a Kingsbury getting hired by the Cardinals. I don't know if Rosen's going to be the type of quarterback that really fits his offense. But you're going to see these types of, the Haskins, who's a great arm, maybe the best arm to ever come out of Ohio State. He's amazing. And you get Kyler Murray and his speed. And you look at what Lamar Jackson did with Baltimore. There's a changing of the guard. And to what level it goes, I don't know. But, man, they're moving fast. Look how fast Cliff Kingsbury went from getting fired at Texas Tech to hired as the offensive coordinator for USC. And then, boom, he's the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. If you want to join us, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Let's go to Edgar in Boston. Thanks for the wait. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Oh, thank you, Bill, for taking my call. My first question is, where are you going to watch the Super Bowl? And what are you going to eat?
What?
Where are you going to watch the Super Bowl?
Oh, I'm watching the Super Bowl on the west side of Michigan. I'm having a big Super Bowl party with my statewide radio show tomorrow or later tonight.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
It will be fun.
Good. My question to you, again, on football, is I've heard in Boston a lot of talkers are saying that if the Patriots don't get the passing game going, they will not win on a running game. But I think Sony Michel, he could break a lot of records here. And would you consider Sony Michel a Rookie of the Year if he maybe...
Well, he's not going to get Rookie of the Year. That already went to Saquon. And Edgar, thanks for the call in Boston, listening on the Sports Hub. But Sony Michel, based on what he's done in the playoffs, I know we all talk so highly and rightfully so of Brady, but let's say Sony goes and puts up a 140, couple touchdowns, and they win, right? Based on his body of work against the Chargers, Chiefs, and the Rams... Two of those teams Chiefs have pretty good defensive line. He could be a sneaky MVP. So thank you, Edgar, in Boston. Let's keep it on the Sports Hub in Boston. Doug, you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, Douglas?
Good. Thank you for taking my call. First time caller.
Thank you for listening. Appreciate it.
Not a problem. You, at the beginning of your show, asked the callers to call in about who could possibly be MVP.
Yes.
Watch them later tonight. I'm thinking either Chris Hogan or Philip Dorsett.
Yeah, man, you look at what Brady does. Thank you, Doug, in Boston. I appreciate the call. What Brady does, it brings out people. It's like Michael with the Bulls. And look at his cast of characters around him and the money he made everybody, including Scottie Pippen, who didn't do squat without him. And that's what Brady does, man. The great ones bring people along for the ride. Hey, they really do. The receivers move out, the running backs, the Sony Michels, the rich get richer. And it's that system that, like Mahomes with Kansas City. If Mahomes is drafted by, Washington, is he the same quarterback? No. It's just the right fit. And Hogan is just a possession guy. And he's not Amendola, but when Edelman's healthy, you just see him. He wants it. This entire Patriots team wants it. You can sense it. Every NFL films thing you've watched, every interview, every sideline, anybody mic'd up, they've just broken the will of the Chargers. And I know the Chiefs had the second half comeback and they had the offsides, but man, it's Brady. It's Belichick. It's going to be a great Sunday. Let's go to Marcellus in Memphis, Tennessee. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, top of the morning, Bill. First time caller. Enjoy your show.
Thank you, sir.
I've been a Rams fan ever since what I affectionately refer to as the shock of 1979 when Vince Ferragamo was under center, so that's a long time. And, of course, I'm looking forward to my guys getting payback for 17 years ago. And I also have two predictions for the game. I think that I hope I'm wrong about this first one, but I think it's going to be a third overtime game in a row. And I'm kind of hoping I'm wrong about that. But I'm looking at that prediction. The second one, I'm predicting the MVP to be Todd Gurley. I think Sean McVay has been somewhat, in a way, holding him on the shelf for this particular occasion. I think he's just going to run wild. And as for your halftime show ideas, I kind of favor a 90s-style tribute. I kind of came up in my 20s during the 90s. So I would say the acts would be Sir Mix-a-Lot, Hootie and the Blowfish, and not to leave out the ladies, Alanis Morissette. And that's all I got. Hey, go Rams. Enjoy tonight.
Yeah, thank you, Marcellus. Yeah, I'll tell you what, one time at a Kid Rock concert, he brought out Run DMC, J. Geils Band, and somebody else. And they did this like 15-minute set where Kid Rock was singing and playing, and they had a DJ going too with J. Geils and doing all the hits with Run DMC. It was amazing. And that's cool. I don't need to see a concert. Give me a compilation of artists instead of just one. And by the way, speaking of Gurley, I just don't think he's been healthy. I don't think there's no plan by McVay. I just don't think Gurley's been healthy. Anderson was a heck of a pickup. And you saw what he did against the Cowboys. And if Gurley is healthy, yeah, I'd give him the ball 25 times if he is healthy. Let's go to Sheila in Georgia. Thanks for the wait. And you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hi.
Hey, Sheila.
Hi. I think the Rams are going to win it. And I really love Gurley and I love Michelle because, first of all, I am a Georgia Bulldog fan. That's all you see at my house is Georgia Bulldogs. And I wish both of the teams the best of luck.
All right. Well, thank you, Sheila and Georgia. Yeah, think about, both pre-Kirby Smart with Rick and now with Kirby Smart and Sony Michelle and the Gurleys and the Nick Chubbs and just a machine there in Athens, Georgia. If you want to join us, I need your Super Bowl champion, your MVP. And also, is there a better halftime show than Maroon 5? And then we'll talk more about the hate on Tom Brady. Why is it there? I have no idea. If you've watched Ted 2 and you've seen his acting, he should have won an Oscar. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Huge is America's voice on sports. This is the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all at geico.com. It is Super Sunday on the East Coast. Patriots and the Rams in Atlanta. Who's going to win that game? Who will be the MVP? And is there a better halftime show than Maroon 5, or are you happy with that? And then I'll deliver a huge opinion on the hate on Tom Brady. The most uncalled-for attack, which is commonplace now with Twitter and Facebook and 9,000 cable and satellite channels. Man, he's an icon. He's been consistent. He's been loyal to his team, to his teammates, to the organization, and everybody just keeps piling on. But isn't that the American way? When anybody is successful, not just in sports, we just can't wait to tear them down. You can join us at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Chris in Maryland, here on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing good, Chris.
Good, man. Like I was saying to a gentleman earlier, it's not the fact that Tom Brady is horrible or anything like that. Let's get this out of the way. The man is the – I tell people all the time who hate on him, he is the Montana of this era, period. You know, there's nobody like him like that can do the things he did. I think a lot of the hate comes, though, from when you see things like when Carson Palmer got his knee shredded. Cincinnati fans are probably like, why wasn't there a rule put in place when Carson Palmer got decimated? You know, he's in a division where he has like 5 to 6 automatic wins because they're absolutely horrible. You know, I mean, and it's things like that that I think, you know, where, and like a lot of his efforts have been team efforts. He's won by a kicker, a lot of kickers and everything else. So, I mean, I think they hate Tom Brady because it's more of a team effort and he's always the one that gets the praise. That's where I think it is. Because personally, I don't have too much animosity towards him. I even told people, like, hell, I hope he wins a 6 just because I don't want to hear Steelers fans keep talking about we got 6 when I know more about Steelers teams than they did. So it's not that the fact, you know, I mean, it's a certain thing, but I feel like that may be part of why there is Tom Brady hate. You know, I mean, because I've seen certain things go his way that others have not. He whines, he gets called. You know, you're too good to whine. You've had it too good to whine.
All right, well, Chris, well, I appreciate your huge opinion there in Maryland. From Chris, let's go to Christina in Pittsburgh listening on 93.7 FM. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Oh, hi, Bill. I'm really enjoying your show.
Thank you.
I'm a first-time caller.
That's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. Can I make a comment about the officials?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I agree with many of the people that have said that we need full-time officials. There's no two ways about it. We need young, strong, smart guys to be officials. What we have now are retired school teachers, part-time attorneys, and men from other fields that are too old. They're out there officiating world-class athletes that everyone says that the speed of the game, you have to have fast, smart, in-shape guys to keep up with them. Why would the NFL use these people to officiate the games in the NFL?
Just because of cost. And Christina, thank you for the call in Pittsburgh. The only thing I can think of when it's the biggest game in town in America is the cost. There's no logical explanation to say you would not have full-time officials. A comparison would be baseball, but baseball plays 162 regular season games. I think they look at 16 games, and they don't see the value in full-time officials. But now with the way the NFL landscape has changed, with OTAs or officiating crews could go work with the 32 teams, training camps, preseason, regular season, into the playoffs, even the combine, the officials could work. I mean, what do you know, pro days, all this. I mean, there's so much in the integrity of the game. And if you think about it, the NFL with 53 million plus watching the Patriots and the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game, that the NFL's hit image-wise has been about the integrity, for the most part, which is officials, deflated footballs, the allegations of cheating, mostly directed at the Patriots, which is part of trying to tear down your winner. And I think Goodell loved the deflection of Deflategate right in the middle of Adrian Peterson and Ray Rice and domestic violence. It was a target moved to the right on Brady and the Patriots. And everybody's talking about deflated footballs and nobody's talking about Roger Goodell and the domestic violence dog and pony show they were rolling out. So to me, the Patriots are not cheaters. To me, the NFL, the biggest sport in America, can't get out of their own way at times. Like the officials, like Goodell just waited instead of coming right out and saying, look, the officials blew it. It's wrong. We're not going to replay the game. That's not happening. Go ahead and sue us. Whatever. They blew it. They're human. Kind of what Goodell said in his State of the NFL address. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Let's go to Kevin in Massachusetts. You're on CBS Sports Radio. All right, let's go to Alex in New Jersey. You're up next.
Hey, Bill, how are you?
Doing good, buddy.
That's good. On the Super Bowl halftime show, they might play this in their 90s, or if they did, I apologize. But how about Metallica?
I agree, but that might be too much metal. And, Alex, thank you, in Jersey. Yeah, Metallica. The monsters of the rock, people who can fill up a big stadium. And I went through the list of the top 40 biggest albums of 2018, then the top 100 or top 40 grossing concert tours. Ed Sheeran did like almost $500 million worldwide. Yeah, in 2018, Ed Sheeran did almost $500 million. Like it was close to what the Stones did back in 2006. Ed Sheeran, almost $500 million. Wow. And that's not album sales. That's ticket sales worldwide for concerts. Let's go to Jeffrey in Pittsburgh, also listening on 93.7 FM. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Bill, the first-time caller. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, and thank you for listening tonight and calling in.
No problem. I actually wanted to touch base on the predictions for tonight. I'm saying Patriots 31-28. Edelman is the MVP. And on the point of halftime show, I mean, how's about someone that's a little bit transcendent for the past 30 years? Red Hot Chili Peppers. They appeared with Bruno, but they've never had their own solo halftime gig.
Yeah, and thank you, Jeffrey, in Pittsburgh. I like multiple artists. It doesn't have to be one. There could be one, you know, that goes first, obviously, that, you know, Pepsi or who's ever footing the bill. And I think that's a part of it. You know, if Pepsi's paying for it in this corporate world, I'm telling you right now, Maroon 5 compared to the biggest selling artist in terms of albums or concerts, Taylor Swift's not going to take it when she's knocking down probably, you know, playing a big 60,000-seat stadium. Lord knows the money she's getting there. And that could be another reason, too, the corporate side of it. Maroon 5 is a little bit cheaper. And you know corporate America, they're all looking to save a buck. To the callers online, we'll get to your huge opinions. Again, if you want to join in, one final segment together. And Super Sunday, Patriots or the Rams, who will be the world champions? Later tonight, East Coast time, your Super Bowl MVP and who is the right fit? I haven't heard anybody defend Maroon 5 except the one guy from Virginia. At Saturday Huge, he was the only guy. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Bill Huge Simonson.
It's Super Sunday on the East Coast, and Tom Brady is set to lead the Patriots to their third straight Super Bowl. He's already done that, and they will square off against a young team with QB Jared Goff and the Rams, a Super Bowl Today team. JB, Phil, Coach, Nate, and Boomer cover every angle before kickoff, with coverage beginning at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, later this morning and into the afternoon, depending on where you're at on CBS television. Also, the game will be streaming on CBSSports.com and the CBS Sports app, where, by the way, at CBSSports.com and the CBS Sports app, you can also listen to the Saturday Night Huge Show and CBS Sports Radio 24/7. Horowitz and Graceffo are back in New York City at CBS. John Fast with another update here in about 19 minutes. Zach Gelb also will be in on Super Sunday. Wall-to-wall coverage here on CBS Sports Radio. I need your pick. Who's going to win your MVP? And what's the perfect halftime show? And we do have some tweets coming in from the audience. James Rose is listening in Annapolis, Maryland. Great show as always. Tuned in on at CBS Sports Radio from the at Naval Academy Fire Department in Annapolis, Maryland. Patriots by 2 touchdowns. Hashtag real opinions. Hashtag huge show. V-Dub Productions is listening out in the Bay Area. He says Rams win 30-24 in overtime. Selfishly, I want free wings from a national wing chain. MVP C.J. Anderson, and get rid of the halftime show. Big Blue tweets, it's a big game tomorrow. So he's obvious tweet of the year. Dante Lamonte Barker tweets about the Brady haters. Mean nothing to true sports fans who care about what has made Brady so great. It's a combination of several things, but the way he prepares for seasons is the right way to target Super Bowl appearances. Bookworm Bill keeps Brady thinking. Thank you, Dante Lamonte Barker. Listening, I think, in Minnesota. Appreciate the love. Out to the audience we go. And I know a lot of you have been waiting a long time. Let's go to Alf in Michigan. Listening on 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Hugh, how you doing?
Doing good, Alf.
Hey, I like to put in my opinion, and I got the Patriots. I'm a big Patriots fan. As for MVP, I'm going Tom Brady. Even though you're going to need a big, his best friend, Sony Michel, PlayStation Sony, he's going to have a big big game, but at the end, it would be Tom Brady. And for the halftime, I really don't care about halftime. And this is one last thought about the haters that hate Tom Brady. It's just jealous and envy. That's all it is. He got the good wife. He got the money. He got the rings. He just keep winning. They're just tired of it. They're sick, and they're hating. That's why. All right, man. You have a good night. Go Patriots.
All right. Thank you, Alf in Michigan, listening on 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. Brian in Baltimore, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Huge. Listen, I have to agree with the last caller about Brady. The only thing I have to say is he's playing at a different era. If he's back with the Joe Montana and the Johnny Unitas era, where the quarterbacks were like a bullseye for anything goes, it might have been a different story. But I have to admit, in this day and age, he's number one. And as far as halftime show, I have a little inside information I thought I'd give to you and your viewers. It's not going to be Maroon 5. That's just a hoax the NFL is putting on. Actually, who's going to be coming out headlining is Engelbert Humperdinck. He'll be singing a medley of his hits. And then to finish off the show, Tom Jones will come out to join him and do a duet.
Brian, thank you for the inside information in Baltimore, Maryland. I appreciate it. Engelbert Humperdinck. Tom Jones. Wow. That would be riveting. You heard Alf in Michigan say get rid of the halftime show. I read a couple of tweets where they said just dump the halftime show. The whole reason why I think it's Maroon 5, A, I think it's money. Okay, I really do. And it's Pepsi paying the bill. It's not the NFL. And they don't want to target us. While we run to the John, grab a beer, we're at a house party, we're at a sports bar, wherever you're at, they're not looking for us to sit there and watch Katy Perry or Maroon 5 or Bruno Mars. They're looking to maximize a worldwide TV audience. And that's why I think country music, which is huge in America, gets no play at the Super Bowl. It's crazy. I mean, could you imagine if you did, you know, Zac Brown and Chris Stapleton and Kenny Chesney, and you did them? And they're looking for, and again, that doesn't really fit Pepsi, who I think sponsors the halftime show, right? So they're looking for something energetic, young, targeting, I don't, Maroon 5, is it 12 to 24? Would it be more 18 to, you know, 40-ish? And it's mostly females, I would think. Like I did the challenge earlier with Ryan Hickey, who was producing the first 2 hours. We have Graceffo and Horowitz for these 2 hours. And I said, name 3 Maroon 5 songs. He couldn't name one. I can't name one. Now, I'm sure when I'm sitting there at my watch party on the west side of Michigan later tonight, that when they play, you go, oh, yeah. So Horowitz, can you name 3 Maroon 5 songs off the top of your head?
Ooh, I can like, I know them, but I couldn't tell you the titles.
See, that's a, you know, they're not looking for us. They're not looking for the sports fans. Do you have the right halftime entertainment? Because earlier I went through the list of the top 100 album sales in 2018. I don't, and a caller brought it up, and maybe it was a tweet or something earlier, but Eminem could do a family-friendly show. He could rap. He's an entertainer. He's a showman. I don't know why he's never had a halftime. I think he could do it in a heartbeat. I don't know why, and again, I see country music isn't worldwide appeal, okay? But Eminem, Drake, I think they would, you know, when you kind of look at the Coachellas, when you look at the big festivals, when you look at these acts, I mean, I think Post Malone, you would think he's close to having one. Who would be the perfect one, Horowitz, if you were in charge of music, you're working with Pepsi, you're working with the NFL, you're working with Super Bowl, whoever. Who would have been perfect in Atlanta later tonight?
John Bon Jovi.
Has he done one?
No. Everyone's sitting in their living room, and everyone in America knows the words to Living on a Prayer.
John, has Bruce Springsteen or Bon Jovi?
Springsteen did one.
Right, that's what I thought. John Bon Jovi's, with all his football connections, going back to the arena football days, and he's always sitting in Lurie's box, isn't he, at Eagles games, or last year in the Super Bowl, I think he was, or playoffs. Maybe it was the NFC Championship game. He's never done a Super Bowl. Are you serious?
I swear. I've been waiting for it. I think it would be great. I mean, he's got enough big hits and would appeal to enough of a mass audience.
I also brought up Taylor Swift earlier, but I think she gets so much money doing, you know, 70,000-seat stadiums that, again, it's money. I come on. Maroon 5 doesn't have a top 100 album. They're not part of the top 50 grossing concert tours that I looked at in 2018 in America. That means they come cheaply to Pepsi on a corporate thing when they're looking at a bottom line they want to spend, right? They want everybody to have 15 minutes, 10 minutes of fun and dancing around. You know, you did Timberlake last year. One caller did bring up earlier that he says there's a rotation that seems to be that you get the megastar, then you get the middle kind of star, then you get the lower one, and then they reset it. And I wonder if that comes down to money, but it's a Super Bowl. My Lord, like the commercials aren't any good anymore. The halftime acts now are Maroon 5, and I don't want to slam on them because it's their biggest gig ever. But I think people cut back. They don't spend as much money on, you know, if you remember the Super Bowl ads when they used to be like mini movies, and people would get quiet like at a sports bar. Shh, the commercials are coming on, right? And about 5-6 years ago, maybe closer to 2008 when kind of the economy went upside down, I watch some of these Super Bowl ads, and they're still charging big bucks. The Super Bowl ticket is the highest it's ever been in Atlanta, ever. And I watch some of these commercials, and I'm thinking, who's in charge? Somebody fresh out of college? Because I get marketing. I've been doing a talk show for, what, 27 years. It will be on April 15th of this year. And I look at marketing, and I think about the classic commercials we used to have and the unbelievable halftime shows that were bigger than life. And I know and I'm not going to be the old man on the porch, but they're trying to reach an audience that in the ads are all about, you know, throwing out a website or a hashtag or, you know, find our Twitter or Facebook account and everybody thinks they're going to use a Super Bowl ad to all of a sudden reach 10 million people on their Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram account. It's a different animal. I love the Bon Jovi thing. I think I brought that up, and I thought Bon Jovi did a Super Bowl before. How do you not have Bon Jovi at halftime? You have Bon Jovi or Maroon 5. And I guess, you know, Pepsi and their marketing people would look at Maroon 5 and think they target their audience more than Bon Jovi. That's about the only reason. Horowitz, if it's Pepsi and it's Maroon 5 and they're cheap and it fits our demo, that's it. And it's the biggest. It's like the NFL not having full-time officials. I would want my music act, because I think about Prince, I think, you know, Bruno Mars I got before he really hit it big. You know, Beyonce's big, Jay-Z's big, you know, Drake would have been big. But again, these guys are making, and women are making so much money with these festivals and these tours and these stadiums and these, you know, racetrack festivals and three Coachella and everything going on, that they don't need it. They don't need the Super Bowl. They don't need it. And I think Taylor Swift, Drake, fall, you know, Kendrick Lamar, didn't he play before the title game? Yeah, it was Alabama, Georgia last year. I think he did a little concert.
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah, he toned it down. I mean, he has the lyrics you know, aren't family friendly. And I think Eminem, Bon Jovi. But, you know, we're going to get Maroon 5.
What about Carrie Underwood?
Yeah, well, Carrie Underwood, Kenny Chesney. You know, Kenny Chesney still, I think he pulled in over $114 million on the concert tour in 2018. He's big. He's a sports guy. He's a sports fan. But I don't think it's worldwide. Maroon 5 must be big, seriously. They might be so big like in Asia. I'm being honest here with the Super Bowl that we're all talking here in America, and Maroon 5 might have a massive appeal outside of America. And we don't know that. And we're like, huh? Maroon 5 when you first got, huh? You know, I get, you know, Sting, but Bon Jovi not doing a halftime. I really thought he did one, like with The Boss. Not together, but they had done one in the past. Horowitz and Graceffo, man, it's so good to have you guys back together. You are the A-team. Graceffo's a different man, Horowitz, when you're producing. He is. He's full of life, happiness. He's rooting on the Patriots as a Jets fan. He is, man. When you're not there, it's like, you know, when the kid, when you grew up and your neighbor moved away and he's your best buddy for 3 years. And he's just sitting there slumped. He's on the steps at CBS Sports Radio. And he's just like, yeah, where's Horowitz? I love you. Thank you, Horowitz. Thank you, Graceffo. Thank you, John Fast. Zach Gelb is coming up 24/7. If you want to stay in touch, at Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge on Facebook. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Patriots win 35-28.